This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. America's economy has started to grow again. Now, what about jobs? The government says productivity jumped in July, August, and September. That meant companies produced more with fewer workers. Also, new claims for unemployment aid fell last week to the lowest number since January. But 8 million jobs have disappeared since the recession began in December of 2007. Low interest rates and growing federal deficits have weakened the dollar. But that also lowers the price of American exports, which could help drive job creation. Yet where exactly will future jobs come from? Investor Warren Buffett says America's future prosperity depends on its rail system. On Tuesday, his Berkshire Hathaway company agreed to buy the nation's second-largest railroad, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe. The $44 billion deal is Berkshire's biggest ever. The Obama administration is also putting money into transportation to speed recovery. A program that paid Americans to buy new vehicles with higher fuel economy lifted sales for automakers. Ford just reported a profit of almost $1 billion for July through September. A second government program, a tax credit for first-time home buyers, has helped the housing market. These two programs fueled a lot of the recent economic growth. But economist Jack Straus says credit conditions threaten the main engine of job growth since 2001, small businesses.